Check it out.
Welcome to Top of the Class. Hear from education experts and get insights from high achievers to learn how you can do the same.
Get into those top schools.
Ready?
Proudly presented by Crimson Education, the world's leader in university admission support.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Top of the Class podcast. I am delighted to be joined by Dhruv Singhal. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Dhruv, but be able to... Yeah, not too bad. Dhruv, can you give us a little bit of an insight as to who you are and let our lovely listeners know what you're here to talk to us about?
Yeah, for sure, man. First, thanks, Alex, for having me on this podcast. I'm really happy to be speaking about my experiences in high school thus far and how I can help, you know, our listeners who, you know, need a little bit of advice and a little bit of insight. So about me, my name is Dhruv Singhal. I'm just 4 days into my senior year, which is pretty exciting, but also kind of a little nerve-wracking in that, you know, there's college applications on top of my head. And, you know, just the fact that I'm a senior is also kind of a little intimidating. But, you know, outside of school, a couple things I love doing is watching sports. I am really passionate about watching the NFL and NBA. I'm a diehard Chicago Bulls fan. So I always keep up with their games and the scores and just the league in general.
Nice. Well, speaking of the Chicago Bulls, Chicago Bears, you are from Illinois. Is that correct?
Yep, I am. I'm from a suburb called Aurora, Illinois.
Nice. Actually, funnily enough, I think you might be the second student we've had on the podcast from Aurora. So a lot of things going on there, which is exciting to hear. Now, tell us about your passion project, because we're here not to talk too much about sport or golf. We're here primarily to talk about Open Gears. Now, what is Open Gears? Give us like the high level elevator pitch for that.
Yeah, so essentially Open Gears is a platform which I started back in the pandemic where I call college students and sometimes professionals to share their experiences in, you know, what they've studied and the opportunities that they've done, their experiences in the jobs, and have them give advice to students who are in high school and middle school who don't have an idea of what kinds of opportunities there are out there in the STEM field particularly. And, you know, having them give insight and advice and basically allowing students to network with them.
Okay, so it's not about like teaching students STEM. It's about giving them an insight into the opportunities that lie within STEM, like way down the track, right?
Yeah, so essentially if I can give the story behind how I started Open Gears.
Please.
So it was back in the pandemic when my mom asked me, "Hey, Dhruv, have you ever thought about what you wanted to do in the future?" And like, I remember being startled by that question because here I was just doing schoolwork and just doing the homework and getting good grades, but I never gave any thought to the future that, you know, 3 years later, I would be applying to college and I would be almost kind of deciding what I want to do in the future from such a young age. So ever since then, I began exploring on Google, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And my interests always kept changing. You know, first day, I thought that I would want to work in the lab and be some kind of a chemist. And then the next day, my interest completely changed to, you know, doing something in the business realm. Mm-hmm. And I remember like exploring Google and trying to figure out the answers to my questions, like what kinds of fields are out there, what kinds of careers are out there in the market. And I remember that there was so much information out there that it was really hard to filter through and figure out what was relevant to me. That there was so much information from all these different sources that it didn't feel like it wasn't being really helpful for me in that sense, like it wasn't really relevant. So yeah. I felt like I was missing that student perspective on things that, you know, that there's like so many college students that whom I could talk to and ask them, okay, what kinds of classes have you taken in college in that major that you're studying? What kinds of like career possibilities are out there with your field? What kinds of like, let's say like opportunities, like internships can you do with your field? And having those kinds of insights was really something that I needed because I didn't know what kinds of classes I would need to take if I was interested in this field. Like I didn't know how to get from point A to point B. So
I, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I began using, like, I began, like, talking to my friends and a lot of my relatives and cousins to kind of get that insight and ask them, okay, what kinds of classes have you taken? What kinds of things can you do in your field? And I remember that that was something that really helped me a lot over my, over the process of trying to figure out what to do. And I felt that, you know, because there were so many students like me who were in the same boat of trying to figure out what to do and what kinds of opportunities are out there in, you know, the professional world, I thought that if I could take my experiences talking with all these kinds of college students and these recent graduates and, you know, almost kind of make them available to the rest of the community, then that would be something that would be highly beneficial and something really that students can really relate to and learn from the most.
Well, that's such a simple concept in many ways, because, like, I guess high school students, like, it's an advice that I give a lot of students who are trying to figure out what to do post high school. I'm like, go and speak to people, you know, go and speak to someone who's in the profession, go and try and connect with, you know, college students or recent grads of a particular program that you're interested in and see what life is like for them. See, you know, where other students in their cohort are going, you know, see what kind of companies they're speaking to, what their day-to-day looks like. And essentially that's what you're doing, except you're recording it and sharing it, which is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. That you hit it spot on, Alex. That is exactly what I'm doing with Open Gears. It's kind of like almost like a peer-to-peer networking opportunity for students that I am recording and publishing on YouTube. Because, hey, education is something that should be accessible to every single individual out there.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one of those things is that even if you're from Australia or America or, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, if someone has studied, you know, astrophysics, or if someone has studied sports statistics, for example, which I know is a couple of episodes that you've done, it's one of those things that, like, if someone has studied that in, you know, America, for example, that is still relevant to you as a student here in Australia, because the opportunities and the pathway that they've gone on would be similar whether they've studied, you know, overseas or locally or wherever. It's about, you know, what is the academic path and what are the opportunities open to you with that academic path. No, I think that's super, super cool. So what have you learned as the host of Open Gears through this process? Like, are you seeing that some of the professions and some of the academic pathways are much different than what you thought as a high school student, or is it fairly similar in most cases?
Yeah, for sure. So starting Open Gears has definitely helped me figure out for myself what I want to do in the future. So I remember, like, one of the very first couple webinars I hosted with a data science student. And I remember, like, listening to him talking about data science and kind of how is this rising field of harnessing big data for big change. And it was that blend of technology and business really stood out to me. And that was something that I wanted to explore more. And I remember calling another student who was studying computer science and business. And that also appealed to me as well. And that, you know, because I knew that, like, I didn't want to be the person who would just sit behind a computer all day and just code, but rather I also wanted to be that person who'd kind of get a network with people and kind of socialize and kind of get a people-oriented job as well in the process.
Yeah.
And exploring those different fields through my own webinars has really given me a lot of insight that I wouldn't have gotten if I just, you know, Google searched about it.
What do you think are some of the questions that as a high schooler you really want to know, or do you think, you know, maybe a lot of other high schoolers want to know about a future career? Is it the fact that, you know, how challenging it is, how much money it can potentially earn as a career path, or is it more about the fulfillment and, like, the, you know, doing what you love being the most important component?
Yeah, I mean, I think they range quite a bit. Like, again, it's really important to do something that you love and that you're fully into. But I think a lot of students, they, like, especially because a lot of the people that listen to the webinars are middle school and high school students, and sometimes even parents too. A lot of them are really concerned about, you know, first of all, like, what kinds of classes, what's the curriculum like for the major that you're going to, that you want to study? Because it's like, if you go into major and you don't know what to expect and you don't know what you're going to, you know, expect, then it's kind of like, uh-oh, you kind of have that little trouble now that, like, you know, if you go to a major, go enroll in a major and, you end up not liking it, then you're kind of like stuck in the process of trying to change your major. And then all of a sudden you are delaying your time to graduate. So I think what students really want is having that insight beforehand so that they can make a decision rather than having to go through the process of trying to change their major and, you know, kind of putting themselves in a kind of a bad situation later on.
Yeah. Absolutely. That certainly happens with a lot of students here in Australia where like and in the UK where the choice of major is made very early on. And it's like straight out of high school, you have to select your major. You can't apply undecided or undeclared like you can in the US. And it's very like, you know, this is what you're studying. And so a lot of students are picking a course without much knowledge of what that course actually involves, you know, which is why I think still the prevalent thing is for students to say, oh, I want to be a lawyer or I want to do med or something like that. Because for most high school students, they know what those career paths are. Because like they've seen, you know, countless shows featuring lawyers or doctors, or they might have a parent who's in that field or a relative in that field. And so it feels like a safe kind of, yeah, I know what to expect kind of choice. But when you're looking at like data scientists, for example, I can imagine some parents are like, well, like when I was graduating university, there was hardly anyone doing data science, for example. And so that might be a super new field for parents to wrap their head around. Is that an audience that you probably didn't expect to get through Open Gears, but you are getting some interest from parents about like, what is a career in data science or computer science or these types of fields look like potentially for my child?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, over time, like up to this point, like I've become more and more interested in data science. So I've actually been, you know, calling a lot of people in those fields. Like just recently, I called someone who was studying statistics and he did a lot of cool stuff with sports analytics, which kind of really resonated with me because, you know, like I said before, I love sports and I also wanted to do something in the technology field. So just seeing him talk about the blend between those two passions really, really, really stood out to me. And, you know, that's something that I've been trying to cater to, trying to hit on those like new interdisciplinary fields, those new rising fields that students haven't heard of and getting them exposed to them at a young age so that, you know, their opportunities are only expanded.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to guess you find a lot of the talent for the show on, and I'm going to call it a show because it's essentially what you're running. It's like a website / show / educational platform for students. But like at the heart of it is these interviews that you're conducting. In terms of how you go about finding the talent for the show, like how do you go about that? Is it just like LinkedIn or Twitter or family relatives, or how do you go about finding people?
Yeah, so I go through like LinkedIn is definitely an awesome source. Like obviously it's a great platform to be on to network and get to know people. So, you know, I definitely use LinkedIn heavily to solve my own dilemmas as well. Like oftentimes for college applications, like just getting connected with a student and asking them about their experiences in school and even having them and inviting them to the Open Gears platform to even share their experiences with the wider community. And I've also contacted a lot of my like family friends. You know, I have a lot of relatives sometimes that speak on the show and kind of give their insight as well. So, you know, it's a range of speakers that I call.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. You're going to get a range. I know LinkedIn's a fantastic tool for doing things like this. One thing I like about this, Drew, I've got to admit, is that it's very easy, I guess, in some respects. I don't want to, you know, diminish the work that you've done, but like if a student has a particular interest, say for instance in the humanities or in whatever field really, you know, like law for example, they could literally replicate a lot of what you've done and just conduct interviews with people that interest them to assist other high schoolers who are looking for, you know, advice and help in choosing their future path, right? Like it's something that obviously is a great initiative, but it really just takes a little bit of getting out there, meeting people, asking them to chat about their path, and then posting that on YouTube or sharing a website. Like for you, do you feel like this is manageable alongside your school?
Yeah, it is manageable. I think one of the biggest skills that one should have is time management. And it's so key, not just in school, but it's so helpful and something really important to have in your future. Like if you can't manage your time, then you're going to be overwhelmed with so many things. And then eventually you'll just like, you'll put yourself in a rabbit hole. So I think that time management was something that I've learned throughout this process that, hey, I have to set a time for this school, for schoolwork. And at the same time, I need to set some time for open gears and maintaining the website and potential people who I can call. And it's something that was greatly enhanced during, you know, my time running open gears.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're like, oh, okay, well, I can't just be sitting in the mindset of like student and study and get good grades anymore. Like I want to try and do a little bit more here. And how do I find time for it in my schedule, which you've successfully done. Now, I got to ask though, how much of this was motivated by the sense of exploration and, you know, helping students, and how much of it was in the back of your mind thinking this could be a cool thing to put on a college app?
I'll be honest. It was quite a battle. I'll be honest. Like I had the passion for this because I was in the, you know, I myself was in a dilemma of trying to figure out what to do in the future. And, you know, using these fruitful experiences that I've had talking to people and sharing them with others. While like, I felt great pride in doing something like that. You know, I've also like had people be like, oh, this is something just for your college resume and all, which like I get and all, but really my main purpose is just to use Open Gears as a supplement to the career education field space out there. Because really, Google is not the answer to everything. As much as Google provides in terms of the sources, it's a good starting point. But really, I feel like when it comes to making decisions, it's really important to network and get a student's input, someone who has gone through the process and someone whom you can make a relationship with and get to talk to and learn more at like a more personal level. And I think I was driven by that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess one of the things that I hear from a lot of admissions officers is that they just look for authenticity in extracurriculars, right? Like they look for an extracurricular that the student is not just doing for the college app, but actually can, you know, benefit other students. And like the student says, well, yeah, like I understand it looks good on my college app, but I wanted to do it too. You know, like I didn't just want to tick a box for, you know, 3 months and, you know, throw it away because I'm not really interested in it. Like you sound like you're genuinely interested in it, which I think's a great place to start for any, you know, successful college application is, you know, work on something that you're actually interested in. Speaking of which, you know, running, I guess, a careers related show as you do, what kind of universities are you looking at? You mentioned data science is something that you're really interested in. Have you got like a top couple, you know, reach universities that you would love to study at?
Wait, Alex, I think I lost you for a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just saying that, you know, running a show based upon careers and these types of things, have you got any type of dream universities that you're aiming for?
Dream universities? Well, I'll be honest, the dream university for me is the one that loves me when they read my application. Because right. I can love a college only so much, but if the college doesn't love me, then like there's no dream. But, you know, I think it's really important that I keep my options open, because every college that I've visited so far and that I've like intensely researched offers so many distinct opportunities that it's really hard to balance the pros and cons of each college. Like, I don't want to, like, I'm not ready so far to like commit to schools, because like it's kind of like if I could just take a certain part of each college and blend it together, that would be my ideal school. But the problem is it's really hard to find those schools and even get that. So I think just staying open-minded is really key in that process, and not having a dream school, I think, has really helped me stay open.
Yeah, I like that approach. I think that's a really interesting way to look at it. I think that's very different to what a lot of students do, but I think that's probably the best way to come away from the application process, like feeling as though you didn't like set your heart on any one particular college. And as you say, like it's not about me liking them, it's about them liking me. And so if you can find that match, right? Like, because they know ultimately the student body that suits them best and the students that really thrive at their college. And if they see that in you, then great. That must be the match that you're looking for, I guess. So, yeah, I like that approach. Now, if there was a way for students to get involved in Open Gears or kind of, you know, watch some of the shows you've done, how would they go about that?
Yeah, for sure. That's a good question. So, like, those of you who have, like, experiences to share, like, in your respective majors and fields, Open Gears is a great and meaningful way to have a long-lasting impact on students and kind of allow get yourself out there in the community and kind of be this kind of go-to person that students can always reach out to for help. And I think, like, Open Gears doesn't necessarily just benefit the listeners, but it also benefits, you know, the speakers themselves, that they also get to share their experiences with the wider platform, almost kind of reflect upon what they did and how they've grown through the process as well over their 4 years at college or over their job. It's also like almost like a great reflection for them as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so that's on the speaker side, but also for the students, we're going to put some links in the show notes to your YouTube channel and to your website. Is that correct?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, students can go on YouTube, Open Gears, just search it up on YouTube. Hopefully it should pop up first. But yeah, there's 20 webinars that I've hosted so far, more to come soon. And, you know, they're almost around, like, a lot of them are mostly an hour long, and they cover different topics ranging from cybersecurity to dentistry to computer science to statistics. They cover a realm of STEM fields because STEM is so vast and nuanced that, you know, there's so many different possibilities, and that there's such a wide audience interested in STEM too, that hey, it's like my job to make sure that I have a student who that speaks on on a lot of the STEM fields out there, rather than just like singling out one STEM field and just having speakers speak on that field only.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just about your interests at this point. You're kind of like catering to all the interests that are out there in the STEM field that students might have, which is super good to do. Dhruv, it's been really awesome having you on the show. Do you have any final advice for students who want to potentially start something similar to Open Gears and are just looking for that kind of starting point to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, for sure. One thing I would say is that just be passionate. And like, first of all, actually, you know what? Like, it's awesome. First, like, commend, like, be proud that you started something new and like take ownership of that, take initiative, be proud of that. But if you don't have that passion for it, like if you're just doing it like we discussed earlier, if you're just doing it solely for the college application's sake, then it won't last a long time. But rather, if you have a passion for it and it's something that you truly believe in and something that deeply resonates with you, then that will last for a while. And like, just other advice that I would have is just that to never confine yourself, like don't confine yourself in just one set path, you know, just try to be open-minded as much as possible, because the world has so much information and so much knowledge. And if you network and develop great relationships, whether it be with, you know, peers and teachers, the more opportunities will open. Like the more people you know, the greater opportunities you have and the greater success and the greater things you can do in life. So just try not shy away from opportunities. Always say yes to them proudly, because you never know what the opportunity can open you to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Good advice. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show, Dhruv. It's been awesome chatting with you. I look forward to sharing this episode far and wide, so hopefully more people can check out your awesome shows on Open Gears.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
Thanks for listening to Top of the Class. Subscribe for future episodes. For show notes and to plan your best future, head to crimsoneducation.org.